This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my sweet little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this wonderful tome of wisdom and insight on iTunes.
Okay, so my question this week for you, Fred, is how did I become your sweet little brother?
I don't know.
That was quite a that's quite a departure from what you usually refer to me as.
Well, this is public. Public access.
Very good. We got a jam-packed show today.
Yeah, but you know what? Well, I was going to revisit last week when we gave away a dozen roses from Mayfield via the newsletter. And your best friend from, like, first grade sold you out.
Yeah, I had a conversation with him.
That was, like, actually one of the funniest moments that I've experienced in a long while.
Yeah, you live a sheltered life.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. But you're right. We do have a packed show today because there's so much stuff going on. Even though we're sort of slowly scooting into the summer months. I mean, we've had just a spectacular spring.
Yeah, it's supposed to get... It was beautiful this week.
Man.
And it's supposed to get warm, warm, warm.
Yeah, but we still have tons of stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah.
In this community.
Fired up.
Okay, so on May 14th is... Actually, this Tuesday, the U.S. Open Cup Round 1 Football Club Tucson versus the Phoenix Football Club at the Kena Sports Complex North Grandstand. Now, these guys are really kicking butt and taking names. You know, FC Tucson started maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've seen top-notch major league soccer in the old Pueblo.
Right.
And we're just drawing them in more and more. And the fact that we have a U.S. Open Cup here in Tucson, I think, speaks volume to how successful these guys have been and actually how responsive the crowds have been.
The community has been real responsive to soccer.
And it's just getting better.
You know, as a baseball guy, it saddens me to see baseball kind of...
waning?
Well, yeah, I'm hoping that the Padres stay a long time. I hope they get to stay beyond this year.
Yeah.
And so, folks, please go out and support those Padres. They're playing some pretty good baseball right now, too.
Yeah, they are.
And it's a lot of fun to go out to a Padres game. But you also get the U of A baseball games, which are kind of winding down.
Down at High Corbett.
Yeah, at High Corbett. And so as a baseball guy, it's taken me some time to embrace soccer, but I got to tell you.
Football.
My kids love it. They love to play soccer. They love to go to those soccer games. I mean, and it's a lot of fun to take your kids to a soccer game because, though I think it might be a little boring, but remember, I'm a baseball guy. The kids think it's the greatest thing in the world.
No, soccer is actually really exciting.
It is actually exciting.
It's funny that you say that your kids love it so much because I know Mia does.
Oh, Larry does too.
Well, the last time I saw Larry at a soccer game, he was more interested in the snacks. And the snacks that his team was giving out didn't suit him, so he was like visiting other teams to check out their snacks.
Yeah, my kid is he's very particular about the snacks that he gets.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but they both love soccer. Matter of fact, there's an indoor soccer place downtown by a Barrio Brewery, and boy, they're doing a great work down there too.
Very nice.
So Tucson's really got a great soccer culture.
Yes, they do. The other thing we got going is the second annual poker run that's supporting the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation. This is on May 18th. So what is that? Next weekend, right?
May 18th?
Yeah.
That's next Saturday.
Yeah. So you can go do the poker run.
And you know how I knew that May 18th?
Well, I was just going to get there.
Is such an important date in our lives here in the old Pueblo?
Well, in your life, specifically.
No, a lot of people.
You have thousands
and thousands of your neighbors, Fred.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely correct. But I still have two other things on the 18th.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So we have the poker run, the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation poker run, which benefits, actually is funding some health, I guess, strategies, some health benefits for the firefighters across the region.
Right.
So health programming for those guys.
For Southern Arizona.
For Southern Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Also, early in the morning. It's early for you and me. 9 o'clock to 11:30 is the
early for 9 o'clock.
22nd annual Preservation Awards being sponsored by the Tucson Pima County Historical Commission. And those guys.
Now, what is a Pima County Historical Commission?
The Tucson Pima County.
What is that?
It's a commission that is very old and historical.
Yeah. You got more on that, Fred?
No, they are responsible for identifying and helping to preserve some of the historic assets across the region.
Very good.
Is this a quiz or something?
Well, you know, a lot of you folks out there don't know what Fred talks about 99% of the time. So I'm just trying to help you put some chicken on the bone, Fred.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, here's something that you may be aware of, Jeff.
Maybe.
So the location of the award ceremony is the 1936 Josiah Jostler designed St. Philip's and Hills Episcopal Church.
Right.
So that'll be just a lot of fun celebrating the history of our community.
That's right.
With all those fun folks. I'm diverging off the 18th for a minute.
Oh.
Just to talk about the TMC Meet Me Downtown 5K Night Run and Walk.
Wait. TMC Meet Me Downtown, is that different than Meet Me at Maynard's Downtown?
Yes, it is. But it's a lot of the same people.
Okay.
But it's a different event. It supports Tucson Medical Center. It's called Meet Me Downtown, the 5K Night Run and Walk. And it's going to happen Saturday, June 1st at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Tucson, where it's going to be nice and cool, a cool summer evening. And it starts by the Tucson Children's Museum, or Children's Museum Tucson. It ends at the Children's Museum Tucson, and there's a load of stuff going on around that event. Now, if you want to know about these events or other things going on in the Old Pueblo, go to fredandjeff.com, click on the events button, and you'll be taken away by Calgon and us to all sorts of fun things going on in Tucson. But now getting back to the 18th, I'll let you...
May 18th, a night that will live in infamy. Do you know why, Fred?
Well, I guess that on or about that night every year lives in infamy in your mind, because I don't even know if you remember those nights.
Oh, I remember them.
You may remember how they started out.
And I remember how they finish.
The next morning.
Because I'm stacking tables and chairs around 2 o'clock in the morning. But that is the night of the annual Centurion Party. How about
Woo-hoo!
That? Yeah, baby. And this year, the theme is Cowboys, the Great Outlaw Brouhaha, the Good, the Bad, and the Centurions, May 18th. And with us today on the big show is one of my Centurion brothers, Toby Allen. How are you doing, Toby?
Good, Jeff. And you?
I'm doing good, Toby.
Really?
So you're this year's event chairman.
Yes, I am.
And so tell us what fabulous things you have in store for us at this year's Centurion Party.
Well, we have the usual casino.
Right.
We have about four bands that we're playing.
I understand you guys have a lot of local talent. You've got country western guys. You've got all kinds of country music that you'll play at this event. But at the same time, the big band is The Trip out of Southern California.
That's correct. And they're going to be playing country western music as well.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. And we have a bluegrass band from the Reddington area, a little favorite down there. And
all right.
We've got some quick draw.
Contests. Now, I heard, that'll be fun. I heard
there's no firearms, but we have a simulating laser quick draw.
Machine or a contest?
Yep.
So you're not quick draw like Mickey Mouse, who can draw Mickey Mouse quicker?
No, actual, see who can draw the fastest of your friends.
Awesome.
And then we have a place to store your wife for the night. We have a portable jail on wheels.
No way.
Yes, your wife can be there for, you know, maybe 10 or 15 bucks, and we can take care of this for you.
Now, I also heard there's a rumor about a mechanical bull.
Mechanical bull got shot down. We couldn't get the insurance for it.
Oh, bummer.
Yep.
Well, that's okay. I like the put your lovely esposa in a rolling prison. Now, is there going to be a bar in that prison for them?
No. They have to go without.
Oh, every woman in the studio, look at their faces, Toby. Look at those faces.
Can't help you.
You know, right next to you, Marsha Ring from Tohono O'Chul. Marsha, what do you think about that?
I'm not liking that.
She's buying tickets, though.
Maybe not now.
Okay. Like the bar in the jail.
Yeah, bar in the jail is probably pretty good.
It's close.
Probably pretty
but
good.
You have to have somebody go get your drinks.
That's a good time. Yeah. And so there's dancing, there's casino, lots of food. Who's the food being catered by this year?
El Charro's going to cater it again this year. They catered it last year. They'll be doing it again this year.
Awesome.
A little bit more Western flavor than Mexican flavor.
All right, that's awesome.
You mean charro beans?
I don't think we're having charro beans.
Oh, what's up with that?
You're the guy in charge, so what are we serving this year?
We've got some pulled pork, chicken. We've got some good coleslaw. Some things that are not quite as susceptible to the heat.
Got it.
And
but definitely Chuck Wagon Fair.
Chuck Wagon Fair.
That's
very good.
Awesome. And then at the end of the night, you have a little treat, a little dessert.
Oh, we've got some Sonoran dogs, and they're very good.
Nice. Late night Sonoran
dogs. Is that the same
guy
that's been there the last few years?
No, El Charro's doing it this year. And we've got it set up so it'll go a little faster than it has in the past. And anybody that wants to get one will probably be able to get one in a decent time frame.
That's awesome. I appreciated the wait just because it was entertainment as well as food.
It just took too long.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, I'll tell you what. So you've got food, you've got dancing, you've got a casino, you've got plenty of adult libations.
Yeah, so you can have what you want for the most part.
Yeah.
Even a tequila bar. We've got a Coyote Ugly contest going on.
Oh, that's right, the costume contest.
The costumes, right.
So, folks, when you come to the party, make sure you dress up as your favorite Western character. Everybody from Wyatt Earp to Calamity Jane to Fred's horse.
Could be. Well, Fred will come as his horse, but
Fred might come as his mule.
Yeah. My horse's mule?
Yeah, they ought to have a buddy.
Yeah.
So that'll be a lot of fun. And so it's next Saturday.
It's Saturday, May 18th, the Tucson Rodeo Grounds. The gates open at 6, closes at midnight.
And if I've had a little bit too much to drink at midnight, what do I do?
We have cabs to take you home, cabs and vans that will take you home, and they'll pick you up in the morning and bring you back if you need be.
That's awesome. And what's the damage for this fabulous party?
$85.
$85 a head, all inclusive.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
We might have a little fee for the special events, for the quick draw and bow and arrows. And
you guys have the annual fabulous raffle.
Oh,
we do. Yeah, we've got raffle, and casino's got some great prizes as well.
Oh, there's a super raffle this year, I think. Big screen TVs, flat panel TVs, and all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's really, really a great night. And who does it support, Toby? It
supports Carondelet.
Carondelet Health Network. So anybody out there that's utilized Carondelet, Fred and I were born at St. Joe's.
Were you?
So
explains a lot.
It does. And Mom and Dad were born at St. Mary's.
That explains, too, because I was St. Mary's, you know.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
You were born at St. Mary's?
Yeah.
All right. No wonder everyone moved to the east side.
Yeah, that's right. We were already on the east side.
Well, Toby, thanks a lot for all the great work you're doing for our community. Good luck at the event. And if people want to get tickets, there's still time. They got a week.
We got a week, and we're selling them at the gate as well. So it's at the rodeo grounds, and you can buy them there, or better yet, buy them from one of your local Centurions or the Centurion's office. Or you can go get them online.
Website is thecenturions.com.
Correct.
All right. All right, Toby, good luck.
All right.
Anything special before you first break?
No, I think we're good.
All right.
Hope to see everybody out at the Centurion event next Saturday night. And, folks, we'll be right back with a lot more here on the Fred and Jeff Show. Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
And speaking of the people, Fred.
The people who make the old Pueblo so gosh darn wonderful.
The people that make this world wonderful would be...
our moms.
Our moms. Mom, Tiana, all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yep, we forgot.
No, we did. If you
give Jim his due.
All right.
He said, Jeff, your mom listens to the show. What is today? I'm like, oh, crud. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
We could have gotten away with it.
Happy Mother's Day, honey.
We could have gotten away for it if it wasn't for that stupid dog and you stinking kids.
All right, by the way, we got 2 tickets to give away to the Centurion event.
Cool.
And we got 4 tickets to give away to the February to the Padres game on Friday the 24th of this month. Four box seats.
Sweet.
So folks, stick around because in a little bit we'll tell you how you can get them.
Excellent.
Don't be emailing Fred yet.
Well, we may have them do something else this time.
That's true.
All right. So something that I've been talking about the last few weeks. I didn't talk about it during the first segment because we have somebody here to talk about it for us. Marsha Ring is the Director of Marketing and Communications for Tona Chul. And one of my favorite times of year at Tona Chul is coming up. Don't know when, but it's coming up. So, Marsha, how are you doing?
Fabulous. How about you?
Oh, we're living the life.
We are living the life. We absolutely are. And you know what's great about the event that's going on at Tona Chul right now? It's like you never know when it's going to happen, so you got to go all the time.
Well, exactly.
Isn't that awesome for you guys?
Yes. Yes.
And tell our listeners what I'm talking about.
We're discussing our Bloom Night.
Yes.
Yes. Tohono O'Toole has the largest collection of Peneocereus greggia.
Peneocereus greggia.
Greggiae. Try and spell it.
Greg, G-R-E-G. Greg E. I. I don't know.
It's the night blooming cereus.
Yes.
The night blooming cereus. She is one of Tucson's most famous plants. She has been filmed by National Geographic.
Wow.
The producers of Planet Earth.
Wow.
Various other things. Another documentary, Desert Dreams, actually has her in it also. So it's just a very famous plant. And she's special because we don't know much about her.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, what she does is she can only use enough resources to create a flower that lasts for an evening. But since she can't self-pollinate, she must open up when other plants are opening up at the same time. So it's kind of like going to the disco on a Tuesday versus a Saturday. You're going to have a lot better chances of pollination if everybody else is open.
That is probably the finest double entendre that has ever been used on the Fred and Jeff Show. Going to a disco on a Saturday as opposed to a Tuesday. So tell us, what did you used to do in your youth? Well, I'll tell you what, the flower is absolutely gorgeous.
It is stunning, and especially when they're, when hundreds of them open up at the same time, and you're walking through the park, and they're everywhere, and they create this beautiful fragrance.
Okay, now wait a second. So, for those folks that have not been to Tona Chul,
okay,
you've got these plants all over the park.
Yes.
They're everywhere.
They're sneaky, though. They're
right, because they look like little sticks.
Yes, they're very ugly. And so this one night of the year, they're spectacular. And the rest of the year, they're just an ugly little dead cactus.
That you don't really even pay any attention to.
You wouldn't even look at it twice if you didn't know about the flower.
And so the whole park is abloom.
Well, for the most part, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so with the little time we have left in the segment, for the uninitiated, how do I know that if I'm going to Tona Chul, I'm going to get lucky enough to see? Should I call? Do you have a website? Do you have a...
If you go to bloomwatch.org, you can sign up to get on our Bloom Watch list. and we send something out. Right now, we've just started. We send something every other week. The closer it gets, it starts to become daily until we call the bloom that day.
Awesome.
So we won't know until between 12 and 3 p.m., and we'll have a few thousand people show up with that moment's notice to see this flower because it's so spectacular.
That's awesome. Now, if I'm at work and I get your email and it's bloom time and I'm flying out of my office, I'm not going to have time to eat.
The Garden Bistro will be open.
And that is a really, really nice place to have something to eat.
It's a fabulous place.
Yeah, yeah. And you're going to give our listeners
a $25 gift certificate to the Garden Bistro.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome, awesome. So, and the bistro's open every day that the park's open, but they're going to have evening hours during the bloom season.
Exactly.
That's great. That's great. Gosh, thanks for coming by and really helping us understand about this beautiful plant, because it is one of the fabulous things about living in the Sonoran Desert.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, folks, we're at the bottom of the hour.
And if somebody wants those bistro,
they're going to have to stick around later because we got Padres tickets, a bistro gift certificate, and now Centurion tickets. So, folks, stick around for more of the show, and we'll tell you how you can get some fun stuff. And we'll be back with more of the Fred and Jeff Show. The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we're back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey. You know, we had a sort of an incomplete conversation with Marsha Ring from Tohono O'Toole. One of the things that she had mentioned during her talking about the Night Blooming series is that it's also featured in a movie called Desert Dreams. And that movie is actually premiering here at the Fox Theater on Sunday, May 19th at 1. I guess the movie's at 3, but the doors open at 1. And Marsha is still sticking around to talk about that movie for a second.
Absolutely. It is the only high-definition documentary that's been shot on the Sonoran Desert. So it's an absolutely spectacular visual experience of the Sonoran Desert, and it takes you through all 5 seasons of the Sonoran Desert.
Did you say 5?
5. We have all the normal seasons plus a dry season and a monsoon season.
Wow.
So we have dry summer and wet summer, and they are 2 distinct seasons. And it's featured in here. It's absolutely gorgeous. We are pushing this film because we want people to appreciate the Sonoran Desert as much as we do. The Arizona Desert Museum, Botanical Garden, and about 17 other organizations are also presenting this along with us. So the event on Sunday starts at 1 p.m. with all of those organizations. There will be live animals, demonstrations, and then the premiere is at 3 p.m. All at the Fox Theater downtown.
So a week from today, Fox Theater downtown. What's the name of the movie?
Desert Dreams.
Desert Dreams.
And you can get tickets if you go to our website, tohonochul.org.
Awesome. And that is an award-winning film.
It is. It has won awards at film festivals throughout the country and now even in Australia.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. There's no narration, no people. It's just a visual exploration of the Sonoran Desert.
Yes, and it's beautiful.
And you know, the interesting thing, though, Marsha, is that during the break when you showed me the copy of the film, I said, Fred, we got to talk about this. Fred said, well, I already knew about that. I said, how did you know about that? And he said, because you guys at To'ono Chul have a newsletter.
Yes.
And how come I didn't get invited to join the newsletter?
Well, you know, because you kind of have to ask us. You also go to To'onoChul.org. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can look at all the events we're doing. You'll be able to sign up for the Bloom Watch list. And we are constantly doing things. It's between our art exhibits, the Garden Bistro, our tours, our classes, lectures, and special events. There's always something happening, so that newsletter really does come in handy.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again for sticking around. And folks, the first person that sends Fred an email at fred@fredandjeff.com gets the $25 gift certificate to the Garden Bistro to, you know, enjoy a little something to eat when you're strolling the grounds at the park.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, thank you.
All right. And now on the show, our next fabulous guests. Fred, what was the one remembrance you have of childhood when the very, very, very few times you weren't in trouble? What were you doing? Wrong. You were.
I was always in trouble. No, I was actually, one of my happier little remembrances was making sand candles in the middle of the Rito River.
Yeah.
Building little projects out of, you know, found items.
Balsa wood,
the Pine Wood Derby.
Yeah.
Learning how to safely use a really cool pocket knife.
And who helped you figure all that stuff out, Fred?
Actually, a lady named Mrs. Ryzik.
Paul Ryzik's mom. Yeah.
She was the den mother when I was a Cub Scout. back with Catalina Council. But, well, I guess the Catalina Council still exists. And with
yeah,
us.
You didn't screw it up, Fred.
I did, as much as I tried. And with us today is Ken Tucker, who's the Scout Executive. And we also have, do they call them den mothers still?
No, I'm just a scout mom.
Scout mom, okay.
But they do have den moms. They have den leaders.
Oh, great. But, and Sherry Lowell's with us.
Yeah.
So welcome to the big show, guys.
Thank you.
So tell us all about scouting. How is the Catalina Council doing nowadays?
Well, fantastic. Scouting's alive and strong here in Tucson and southern Arizona. We serve 7,000 young people throughout Pima County, Cochise County, and Santa Cruz County. And we've got two wonderful camps and facilities here in southern Arizona that give you the best of the mountains up on Mount Lemmon and the desert down here in West Tucson, just behind Cap Mountain. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
No, you guys, wait a second. You guys have a camp down in the mountains down on the west side of Tucson?
Yeah, we have 360 acres, believe it or not, called Double V Scout Ranch. We've got a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool that's open to scouts and anybody. We've got campsites. We've got a Ramada Grande. Archery, we're right next to Tucson Mountain Park, so biking, hiking, all kinds of neat stuff. It's a great facility for kids.
Now, when did that facility open up?
We've been there about 43 years now. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, you bet.
It's great. That's cool.
It's beautiful place.
After they booted us out, they started.
Yeah, we say, well, the Ronstadts are out now, so we should go ahead and open up that nice camp.
Yeah. Well, you know, Camp Lawton up on Mount Lemmon is really a really great site as well. And
yeah, that's
been there for...
That's a gem up there. Over 90 years on the mountain.
And and fortunately, it's now accessible with fire hazards are low enough that you guys can get in there again.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of infrastructure development up there, and we've built some water tanks. We're renovating a lot of our facilities, including our campsite latrines and stuff, cabins, and really trying to make it just a wonderful facility for kids.
Now, when you say infrastructure... Have you put a nicer kitchen up in there? Have you put roofs on the cabins? I mean,
we've been doing a lot of work on the water system. We built some new storage tanks. You know, water in the desert's a real premium. I'm learning this being an outsider, and so we built.
Where are you
two,
from, Ken? Well, where are you from?
I'm from North Central Washington.
Central Washington.
Yeah, long ways here from Tucson. You know, but
not too far away from Tucson. what cities are in North Central Washington?
Wenatchee. I grew up in Wenatchee, Washington.
Wenatchee. All right.
Yeah.
And did working with the Scouts bring you to Tucson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All about 4.5 years ago.
All right.
So it's been a wonderful move. We love it here, and you know, it's just a gorgeous camp up there. And
oh, Camelon's
so
amazing.
We built two new water tanks that have doubled our storage capacity for water, and now we're investing in our cabins and our campsite latrines, and it's going to be a real good addition to the property. So I think scouts are going to really appreciate it.
Well, not only the scouts, but you guys are tenants for a lot of folks. Like that, I know when my kids were going through the Tucson, Arizona Boys course, Camp Lawton was always open to them for their summer camp program.
Yeah, they come up every year and do a week, you know, a lot of activities, a lot of singing practice and stuff. They always have a great time with us. We enjoy having them in camp, and it's a great relationship.
Yeah, but I mean, you host other organizations. Other groups as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're always looking to partner with other groups and make our facilities available.
Oh, that's really nice. How many folks can you get up in the Camp Lawton facility?
We can serve about 150 kids a week.
No kidding.
And scouts will come up for a week at a time. But the camp's pretty big, too. You might even be able to get a little bit more than that even in camp. So.
And what do the kids do up there at camp?
Archery, air rifle shooting, lots of nature hikes, scout craft activities, pioneering.
Swimming.
We have a pool up on the mountain, believe it or not. We now have the ability to canoe on Rose Canyon Lake.
No way.
We worked that out with the Forest Service. We're grateful to them for their support.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun for
Jeff
the kids.
Was a very successful snipe hunter in his day.
Yes, I found more snipes in my time. Fred is hilarious today. So, Fred, you ate your Wheaties this morning, I take it.
I ate something.
Yeah, you're all full of vim and vinegar.
My, milled oatmeal?
Milled oatmeal. Oh, boy. So there's been a lot of talk about how great the scouts are. And you're there. We got three of you here to talk about how cool the scouts are. Sure. But when you've got some parents who have kids, little kids, and they're looking for all these activities, or through all these activities, because there's soccer, baseball, football, there's swim team, there's drama, there's all these zillions of things that we're kind of, you know, letting our children explore. What would a parent take, or what would you want them to know about why their kid being a scout is important?
I have two scouts. One's a scout and one's a life scout working on his Eagle Scout project, matter of fact, this weekend.
And how old are your kids?
10 and 12.
Okay.
Almost 13.
You got a 13-year-old working on his Eagle Scout?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He is an overachiever.
And both...
Because Fred's 49, he's still working on his Eagle Scout.
And, you know, both of my boys swim at Ford Aquatics. They're both AB Honor Roll students. And I'll tell you, it's just one night a week. And then it's like one activity a month. And it's really... It adds something to their education that no other program can. For example.
Yes.
Merit badge clinics. So we have a boy in one of our troops who went to the Raytheon Merit Badge Clinic. And this is a kid that was struggling with grades. His parents never graduated from high school. And he went to the Raytheon Merit Badge Clinic, and they actually taught him how to be an engineer. And he came back with this circuit board that he made himself, and it lit up. And he's like, you know what? I can be an engineer. And that you can't teach anywhere else.
That is some confidence.
And so,
for the little guy.
It's just a great addition to everything that we can provide for them in life.
And when you say Raytheon Merit Badge,
mm-hmm.
Well, I for folks that don't understand
sure.
scouting, what does that mean?
Different companies partner with Boy Scouts, and they offer Merit Badge Days. Merit Badges are certain things that they earned for rank advancement. And in Raytheon partnership, they offer just rocketry, engineering.
Like eight different merit badges that all relate to STEM kinds of activities, science.
Math and science. And they have this whole day, and the kids are psyched. They get to go on there, and it's just, it's a phenomenal opportunity.
And the Raytheon guys are really good. They really promote the hands-on activities, so they get them in the soldering lab. They have them building rockets and shooting rockets. And
give them back.
And it's just really amazing the kinds of things that they get to do. And they actually get them on their facility, too.
Right.
There's probably 80 different Raytheon employees that volunteer to be a part of this thing. And,
wow.
And, you know, it's amazing some of the hoops that they have to go through to get the kids on the facility and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a lockdown. That's a lockdown.
Right? Yeah.
They don't want those kids pressing any buttons they shouldn't press.
But where
they're
else?
Probably more worried about me than anybody else.
Hey, what does this do?
And where else do you get that you know, I can do this, and this is what I need to do. And if my grades are good enough, then I can go to school and I can become this, you know, other than scouts. And I don't know if you know, girls are in scouting. We have how many girls in scouting?
Now, wait a second.
Uh-huh.
Now, hold on. We got to take a quick break.
Ah, there you go.
And we'll come back. We got to pay some bills. And then we want to talk more about scouting here in Southern Arizona. So, folks, stick around for more on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show, and we are returning to the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I was just trying to shorten up the intro because we still got a lot of stuff to get through. and we have a bunch of stuff to give away as well.
Yeah, but we're the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Yes, you are. Hola, Tucson, blah, blah, blah.
We're burning the time. I was trying to save. And we are celebrating the people, the places, events, history, and culture. Make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. Visit us, friendjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. And subscribe to the programs off of iTunes. Jeffrey.
Fredley.
So we were talking about girls in the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, so we're here with Ken Tucker. Executive
threw you a curveball on that one, huh?
You kind of did. You're the executive director of the Catalina Council.
That's right. Yeah.
For the Boy Scouts.
And then Sherry Lowell's here with us, who's a parent, a scout mom.
Yep.
Who actually threw the curveball.
Right. So how are girls getting involved in the Scouts?
Well, we have two programs that young ladies can be a part of, as well as young men, called Venturing and Exploring. And they're programs for 14 to 20-year-olds, so high school age youth. Venturing is focused on high adventure, traditional outdoor kind of stuff, and exploring is focused on careers. We have a lot of fire and police and border patrol exploring programs in our community, and we have 800 young people involved in both of these programs here in Southern Arizona.
Wow, that's awesome.
And both young men and young women.
Both young men and young women, yeah, that's correct.
And it's mostly fire, police, border patrol,
exploring side, the career side, and then the venturing side, these kids are doing all kinds of things. They're doing pistol shooting, they're getting out and doing canoeing and hiking out in the wilderness, and I mean, just amazing things.
So, are there other vocations that you guys explore in that program?
It can be wrapped around anything. In fact, we're talking with the construction trade industry about creating an explore post with them. They're very excited about
putting
one together.
The Arizona Builders Alliance, isn't it?
Yep, Arizona Builders
Alliance.
Yeah,
Tom Kittle over there at Kittle Construction.
Yep, and Tom Dunn's our executive director, and they're actually putting together a post right now that'll kick off in the fall, and they're very excited about that, and so that'll be a great partnership.
And I understand that would be the only post of its kind in the whole country.
We haven't found a lot that are like that, so it'd be one of the few. Yeah.
That's awesome, because the construction trades are fabulous vocations.
Yeah.
I mean, you really can do well as a plumber or an electrician. Or
HVAC person.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And this will give hands-on experience to young people that want to pursue those kinds of careers. And working with, I mean, some really neat people, business owners that are wanting to be a part of this
thing. Yeah, top-notch guys in the community.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
It's gonna be
cool
neat.
Boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
Boys and girls, yeah. Crazy. So scouting has kind of evolved.
Yeah. Yeah, that program's been around, 50 years now, believe it or not.
Wow, where have we been?
Yeah, so.
Not in scouting.
No, apparently not.
Well, the irony, though, is our dad was an Eagle Scout.
Dad's an Eagle Scout. Grandpa's an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, he actually earned the Silver Beaver.
Yep. And wasn't your grandfather president of the council, too?
He was, yes,
yeah.
He was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, Fred had an issue.
Well, it wasn't necessarily my issue. Something seriously happened, and we got yanked out of scouting. But
that was because I got sick.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you
there was stuff.
Back in the day when kids got sick, You know, nobody really knew what to, you know, how to handle them. And back then, the scouts didn't really have the, nor did St. Peter and Paul, I mean, but they really didn't have the facilities or the know-how to take care of kids that get, you know, have a little chronic illness. Yeah. And I don't even know if the scouts can do that. Do you?
They do.
Do you guys have kids that,
that they have? They do. And, you know, all, cabins are ADA accessible. In all the camps, it's very much evolved to include all kids.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, that, I mean, that's just a another feather in the cap of the scouts that you guys have evolved to take care of some of those special needs kids out there that really, really, really benefit from scouts.
It's the best because I really think that there's not a lot of fit for a lot of kids. You know, it seems like sometimes in school you got the popular crowd, you know, and then you have this vast 97% that are really looking to belong to something. And it's a chance for boys to just be boys in these troops. And I really encourage somebody, if they've tried Boy Scouts and it wasn't maybe a good fit, guess what? There's another troop down the corner. And, you know, and if that one isn't quite what you need, there's another troop. Every troop has its own personality. And the program is so valuable that don't give up on it. That if you don't find a fit, try someplace else. Call, you know, the council and see, well, what the other troops are around your area and find one that fits, because what it can provide for your children is so valuable that don't give up on it. Don't let it drop.
Right. Now, you guys have, you brought a friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And absolutely. We got another scout mom with us, Faith.
And, yeah, and Faith, how old are your little peeps?
I have a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old.
And the 9-year-old's a scout.
He's just started Cub Scouts, and all the things Sherry's been talking about, absolutely true. And our speech therapist is the one who actually recommended our son get involved in Scouts, and he loves it. And it's an opportunity to be outdoors, learn a lot of skills, but to work on speaking, being polite, making connections with others.
Working well in a group.
Right, right.
Talking to
and
adults.
And there's a lot of talk these days about boys especially being on the spectrum, the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And scouting is absolutely a place for kids on the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
It works. It's a good, structured, positive program.
Mm-hmm.
And kids can get involved. We've been in just a short time, and we're very happy, and my son absolutely loves it.
That's fantastic. So scouting builds confidence in kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And scouting helps kids understand that earning things is better than being given things.
It's a must. You know, even though parents can give, it, you know, it's part of the whole scout law that you need to earn it, you know, and you learn the value of something. I did want to mention, we have a boy in our troop who lost his father last October, and he started getting into trouble. And so his mom, through a friend, they've never heard of scouting before, found our troop, brought the boy in. He is doing so well. And she said that she took him to an event where he went up and he shook his uncle's hand and looked him in the eye and said, you know, hi, Uncle George, you know, nice to see you. And the uncle was like, who is this kid and where did he come from? You know, he was respectful and looked him in the eye and was able to talk to adults. And it's just a great place.
And they give scouting the credit for that.
Hands down.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's awesome. So another great thing that scouting does is community service. And the Eagle Scouts, if I'm not mistaken, do what, Ken? They do 6 or 7 hours a year in community service?
Oh, my goodness. Well, an Eagle Scout will have to plan and coordinate a project that involves many other people, and it will be actually hundreds of hours of community service by the time they're done.
So in 2012, how many hours of community service did the Scouts in Southern Arizona give?
Well, we would have had 150 Eagles, and they would have done 25,000 hours of service just in that year, just those Eagle Scouts alone.
And then when you add all the rest of the Scouts, you're talking
hundreds of thousands of hours.
Yeah. Young men and women moving mountains.
Yeah, and the service, particularly for the Eagle rank, has to be done for another organization, cannot be done for scouting. So a church, a school, you know, some
nonprofit.
Other organization in the community cannot be scouting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, keep up the good work.
Well, thank you.
Keep up the good work. I know there are lots and lots of folks out there rooting for you. You have, and you've got a Good Scout lunch that just happened,
Just happened on Saturday. We honored, we honored Bruce Beach and Shirley Dale.
Oh, Shirley's the best. From
contributions
Shirley's
in the community. Yep.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yep.
So they definitely exemplify the values of scouting.
Awesome. Well, guys, you guys are another example of what makes Tucson a great place to live. Thank you so much for what you do, and please, please, please keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you. All about the kids.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely.
Between the three of you, can you recite the Scout's Oath?
Not under pressure. Ken.
So I can do
Ken, I'm a Scout mom.
You want the law or the oath? On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. And then a Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
And that's from an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. Awesome. You're an Eagle Scout?
I'm an Eagle Scout. All right. Yeah. All right. So you can find more information about scouting at azscouts.org.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Look us up on the internet.
Absolutely, folks. Please do that. Please get your kids involved in scouting. Fred, we got some stuff to give away.
Yeah, anybody who wants Jeff's busted up Pinewood Derby car.
We got two tickets to the Centurion event.
All right, two tickets to the Centurion event.
$85 a shot. You get them both. And we also have four box seat tickets to the Tucson Padres game for the game against the Sacramento River Cats. They're box seats, four of them, Friday, May 24th, 7:05 start at Keno. And all you got to do is...
Okay, for the Centurion tickets, because this is a big prize.
Yeah, it's a
good
prize.
The first person to send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com and write out the Scout Law...
Yeah, oh boy.
Gets you can look it up online. Then get the tickets. And I think anybody who wants the Padres tickets, just send me an email. Fred.
Oh, the Padres tickets are important, too.
All right. Then they have to do the oath.
All right. So, folks, have a great week out there. Get out and meet your neighbor. Gosh darn it. Because meeting your neighbor, helping your neighbor is what makes this a great community. And we will see you here next week with more on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Flies, bugs, and bumblebees. Jigger bites on my knees, Band-Aids from head to toes, got a sunburn on my nose, I got sand in